السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Juma morning. مفتي صاحب, Allah Ta'ala grant you good health, Allah grant you afiyat. مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours this morning.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Mota and brother Zakaria Mota. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the Mubarak, honorable, blessed day of Jumu'ah, Friday, and it is the 8th of Zulqa'dah 1445 in South Africa, Southern Africa, and most parts of the world it's already the 9th of Zulqa'dah. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 34, Surah Sabah, and verses 33 and 34. On the day of justice, the blame game will continue. The leaders will say something, the followers will say something. So now the followers said, had it not been for you, then we should have been believers. Then the leader said, did we prevent you from Iman, Islam and the path of radiance and effulgence? But you yourself are the criminals. So now these leaders who said that to the followers, that you are criminals, now these followers will respond. So that is where we start our lesson today, chapter 34, Surah Sabah, verses 33 and 34. وقال الذين استضعفوا للذين استكبروا. And those people who were considered weak and meek, meaning the followers, they will address and respond, للذين استكبروا, to those who are proud and arrogant, the leaders, the political parties, and so forth. It started already in those days. بل nay, the truth of the matter is this, مَكُرُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, that you're plotting, planning, scheming day and night. So night and day you were busy. Propaganda, hasbara, hasbara is the term that jutlas use, your lies, fabrication, telling us the vices are virtue and virtue are vices. إِذْ تَأْمُرُونَنَا, remember when you commanded us, O leaders, أَنْ نَكْفُرَ بِاللَّهِ, that we must reject the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah, Allah forbid, وَنَجْعَلَ لَهُ أَنْدَادَا, and we reject the monotheism, oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah, وَنَجْعَلَ لَهُ أَنْدَادَا, and we ascribe and associate partners, associates and people, something to him, أَنْدَادَا, the plural of نِدَّة. So Allah Jalla Wala, if you're studying Aqeedah, our belief structures, you say, لا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثيل له. Allah Jalla Wala is unique in every aspect. No partner, no equal, no opposite, no nothing. He is وحده لا شريك له ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. There's none equal to him in any aspect, in any respect. So that is Almighty Allah. So you were the one training us, giving us all the, you understand, propaganda and all the teaching, preaching of yours. وَأَسَرُّ النَّدَامَةَ لَمَّا رَأَهُ الْعَذَابَ. This word asarru can be read with two translations. The most common translation will be both parties now, because they don't want the other party to have malicious joy and rejoice. وَأَسَرُّ النَّدَامَةَ. So they will conceal their regret and remorse. لَمَّا رَأَهُ الْعَذَابَ, when they see the punishment. So the leaders will also conceal their remorse and regret, and the followers will also do it. Some ulama said, وَأَسَرُّ, you know, in Arabic we have certain words are called أَزْدَاد. It can mean the positive and negative. Jazakallah. Jazakallah, may Allah reward you. Second meaning, may Allah punish you. So therefore, we should always qualify it and say, Jazakallahu khaira. Allah reward you with the best. That is the proper manner of responding to a person who does us a favor. So second meaning, wa asarrun nadama wa azharun nadama, and they will expose their regret and remorse, lamma ra'ahul adab, when they see the punishment. So that also is possible. Some will hide it, some will expose it. وَجَعَلْنَا الْأَغْلَالَ فِي أَعْنَاقِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and we will place, see Allah uses the royal pronoun we, who will give this punishment? Only Allah Jalla Wala. He stamps his authority, majesty and sovereignty. Who makes the sun rise? Who makes the sun set? Who brings the life? Who gives us death? Who brings everything for us, the winter, summer, everything? Only Almighty Allah. وَجَعَلْنَا الْأَغْلَالَ, and we'll place the yokes of these people who are the disbelievers, فِي أَعْنَاقِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, their hands will be fastened there around their necks and so forth, and that will be to humiliate and disgrace them. هَلْ يُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. In English we say the punishment must fit the crime. So they will only be punished according to their deeds and actions. O Muslim, O Mu'min, on this Mubarak day of Friday, this honorable month of Zulqa'dah, what do we say? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Ey iman walo, O you who attain faith and O you who believe. 89 different places in the noble Quran. For all the non-Muslims who are sane and mature, Allah Jalla wala addresses them once only, and for that to humiliate and disgrace them. For us 89 times to elevate our rank and status, ala sabilil ikram wa takreem. And here, Allah sabidit tazleel, Allah is disgracing them with tawheen. Chapter 66, verse number 7. Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru. O you non-Muslims, all of you, without exclusion, exemption, who are sane and mature. La ta'tadhiru al-yawm. Today, the day of justice, the day of judgment, don't cite any excuses. Innama tujzawna ma kuntum ta'malun. You will only be punished according to your deeds. See, same. So you will be punished according to their deeds. And then when we send people, messengers and so forth, even if they were non-prophets and so forth, prophets, messengers are the best of the best of Allah's creation. And Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the best for all times, all places, all circumstances. Therefore, read salawat, salutations in abundance today. Akthiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. Authentic hadith in Ibn Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep the tongue moist with that. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِي قَرْيَةِ مِنْ نَذِيرٍ. Never did we send in any town, any city, any place, a warner. The warner could be a Nabi, a prophet, a pious person, a person who's doing da'wah tabligh. إِلَّا قَالَ مُتْرَفُوهَا. But the opulent people, the elite, the Patels and the Chaudhrys, as you speak, you know your surat? Very bad thing happened there in surat, I'll tell you about it. And what they said, the Chaudhrys and the Patels, the leaders, they call them Chaudhrys and Patels there in India. Illa qala mutrafuha, inna bima ursiltum bihi kafirun. That we reject the message you are sent with. We reject the message and the messenger, Allah forbid. Relying on their pride, on their arrogance, and then they don't accept the truth. When they see their empire now being destroyed, then they want to repent. Sometimes in time they repented, then they can be saved. And sometimes times, but alas, it's too late. Allah forbid. Allah Jalla wa'ala envelope us in His mercy. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik wa anta arhamur rahimin. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us now go there towards the news, views, interviews locally, nationally and everywhere else and explain to you what's happening locally and in the world. Today, 8th of Zulqada, 1445, Gaza genocide, day number 224. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The past 96 hours were hell for the Jutlas there in Gaza, in Rafah, in Jabalia. So many Jutlas, more than 25, 30 of them fracked and died and dispatched straight to hell. More than 70 of them injured. You see the helicopters picking up their dead and injured and flying them quickly to the hospitals and clinics. So that is what's happening, and this is from the Western media. And we sent everything out yesterday. We don't make propaganda. Our job is to teach you what is the truth and what is justice. Israel has been voted as the worst country in the world. What do you expect for a nation who has been cursed by Almighty Allah in several places in the Noble Quran? The invaders, the squatters, the super terrorists, biggest terrorists on this earth, America and Israel, both of them are the worst super terrorists and so forth. Look at Ilan Pappé. Ilan Pappé is a Jew. He's a historian. He knows the history of Palestine, occupied Palestine, Israel on his fingertips. He goes to America for 2 hours. Interrogation takes place at Detroit Airport. Are you supporting Hamas? Who do you know here in America? They confiscated his phone and they interrogated him. So imagine for a person who writes the truth, who challenges the system, but that is what I tell you, that America, Israel, both of them super terrorists, both of them both haramis. Just like Israel, the rogue regime, and the Pharaoh Sisi, murtad, ghaddar, traitor, and not a Muslim, his mother is a Jewess, he's a Zionist himself. So from the Rafah border, from Egypt side, no food, no fuel, nothing incoming into Gaza. And remember, both countries blaming one another, both are criminals, and therefore Egypt jump ship and they join South Africa there in the ICJ. All the rats jumping, remember, from the sinking ship. They know Israel is just a matter of time before it will be wiped off the map of this earth, insha'Allah. Ajilan ghayra ajil, very soon, insha'Allah. Hezbollah, we call them Hezbollah Shaitan, the Kuffar Shias doing good work. They struck very sensitive sites, military sites there, right in the heart of Israel. They're catching it from various sides. This is the system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So United Nations says famine has already started in certain parts there of Gaza. Amit Shah. Now listen to Amit Shah, both haramis, Modi harami and Amit Shah harami. So both of them 100% dead against Islam and Muslims. Amit Shah is the Home Minister of India. He says when we win these elections, then one of the things we will do, we will abolish and remove Muslim personal law. There will be one civil law for everybody. There's no such thing as Muslim personal law. So remember that how they are making dandli. You, the non-Muslims, people who don't understand Hindi, you don't understand Urdu, you don't understand our vernacular. So dandli is a famous word in Pakistan and India election time and before elections, that is rigging the elections. So see, in Gujarat, from where you came from Randair and Haturan and all these places, therefore you got Randeri and Haturani and all that. I visited Randair. So remember that there was a BJP candidate and there was a Congress candidate. Few days before elections, so the Congress candidate was given millions of dollars and so forth. And then the day of elections, he was not there. Where is he? He's sitting there in Dubai. Dubai is the Markaz Kala Paisa ke liye. For all the illegal money, you will find the politicians. And you know our Guptas also are sitting there. So that is what is alleged, and now big court cases. Can you believe this? How they work and win the elections. A French citizen Muslim walked through 13 countries, and now they're in Makkah, Medina, subhanallah. Allah Jalla accept his umrah, accept his ziyarah to Medina Munawwara. The media, we don't know, will he stay for Hajj or what, but mashallah, these are the people who want to show where there's a will, there's a way. So Allah protect all the hujjaj and protect all the people still to go, inshallah. Biden is losing the Muslim and the black support. Remember that they lost hope in him. The old man with a weak memory, I'll tell you about that just now. Russia gaining victory in various parts of Ukraine, hitting the hell out of Ukraine. David Copperfield, you Muslims, you love him. What a magician, used to tell me, and so forth. Magic magicians are all haram in Islam. Well, all these guys are haramis. Trump harami, Biden harami, Clinton harami, whole lot of them. So David Copperfield, now he's charged and for assaulting, sexually assaulting 16 different women. Can you believe? Young ladies, old age, middle class, all different types. Magician, you see? So these are haramis. 11 people killed in a masjid, in a mosque in Nigeria. May Almighty Allah protect all our masajid and mosques throughout the world. The Arab League, my message to you, Arab League, you're good for nothing. You know, the Kruger Park animals are better than you, you haramis. That you can't even pass a resolution that's worth the paper on it. So the Arab League passed a resolution and calls for the United Nations peacekeepers to come to Palestine and Gaza. What you doing with all your money, with all your army and all that? So Hamas, 10,000, 20,000, they're letting the Jutlas, Americans and the French and the British and Germans see stars daytime, and y'all good for nothing, remember that. What good y'all did? Just tell me, you Arab League, you're a disgrace to the Muslims and to the Arabs. So MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan Harami, wasting millions and billions of dollars this weekend in Riyadh, is a big boxing match, you see. He wants to buy the name and the fame, whitewashing with sports and so forth. But all the, just the human rights abuse and so forth. You murdered and killed thousands of people in Yemen. You murdered Jamal Khashoggi. You murdered people to build your Neom, your white elephant, and that nobody can take away. So all this, we need to name them and shame them. The ICJ plus South Africa plus Israel. Yesterday, the South African legal team were there in the ICJ, and they said you must act immediately, and you must say that Israel must get out immediately from Rafah and from Gaza and Palestine and those areas there which they're occupying against international law. Otherwise, this will lead to the extermination of the Palestinian people, and the whole world is witnessing the genocide. That is a genocide witnessed by everybody, unless you're a donkey and you are blind. Obviously, they won't use that language. And Israel got nothing to say, but they'll say, no, South Africa is exploiting the ICJ and relying on Hamas news, as though to rely on Hamas is something criminal. So remember that the news coming out from you, O Israeli Jutlas Haramis, that is criminal, because layyam bi al-sinatihim, the way you lie, so, and propaganda and hasbara. So today will be Israel's term, but in the public opinion, they already found guilty on all charges. They have lost, remember, the confidence of the Eastern Western world. Old man, poor man memory, that is Biden, you must remember that. So can you believe, one guy interviewed Biden and then said this guy is an old man with a poor memory, so he, Biden, genocide Biden, says we're going to block that interview. I thought you guys got human rights, I thought you guys got freedom of expression, I thought you guys got freedom. So what freedom is that? What you like, that you will let them play and broadcast. What you don't like, you just block, classify information. So you must remember this. You are an old man. You are a man with a poor memory. You are a person who got no brains, worse than a donkey, allowing Israel to murder 40,000 Palestinians. So what can we call you beside a donkey? You and your administration. Brazil, more rain coming there. And that is, you must remember, in Rio de Gua, whatever is difficult for me to pronounce it, 150 plus people dead, 500,000 people displaced. Allah have mercy on them when there's too much rain there. So read, Allahumma hawa alayna wa la alayna. Brazil is a vast country, so many Muslims and Arabs there. We've been there 5-6 times, I can't remember also. Senegal, you're doing well, my brother. Sonako is the president. He posed the question yesterday, what are these French forces doing here? More than 60 years has passed since our independence. We're going to kick them out very soon. We're going to do what Niger did with them, what Mali did with them, what Guinea-Bissau did with them. Now the African leaders are waking up. There's a renaissance. You must kick these white men out, Americans, British and French. They're looting your country and raping it and plundering it and making you idiots and fools. You African leaders, wake up and kick all these white people out who want to come from foreign countries to loot your country. So very good that is. Putin and Ping, China and Russia, building economic ties even further, military ties even further. America is burning with fury and rage. Look at these two superpowers. They want to take us on and they will beat us. In Ukraine, they are beating us. In Taiwan, they are beating us. In Gaza, they are beating us. So remember, that is the system of Allah. Every empire will fall, and America is in its last legs now. Makkah Mukarramah, our program today, Mufti Aku, 8:30 to 9 will be with Mona Zahid, and then in Makkah to 11:18 is Adhan. So 11:20 the khutbah will start South African time, 12:20 there. The Khatib there in Makkah Mukarramah is Sheikh Bandar Balila. For those of you who got family in Makkah, Medina, Makkah is Sheikh Bandar Balila, and those of you who want to know in Medina Munawwara who's delivering and rendering the khutbah is Sheikh Hussein Ali Sheikh, who visited South Africa. Bandar Balila hasn't come. We're still waiting for the Bandar to come. So anyway, you must remember, Sabri Masjid is where I will be. 20 past 12 will be Adhan, inshallah al-Aziz, here in Lens, and 25 past 12 South African time, inshallah, the lecture will start. Read abundant Durood Sharif, make dua and so forth. Quickly, one announcement. We're still receiving messages from different parts of the world. Those of you who want to reset and retune your decoders, so there in Durban and surrounding, our brother is there, Dawood Monley, 063-403-2743. Otherwise, you just go there in the morning. He will tune it up for you there by the studio. You just speak to him or send him a WhatsApp. 063-403-2743. In Johannesburg area, surroundings, Lanesia, Benoni, Boxburg, all that, then you contact Junaid Mota, Junaid Khan. I'll give you two numbers of his. To get Junaid also is a bit difficult, but anyway, Zurey is very busy, you know. So 084 and then 304-0795. 084-304-0795. And the second number of Junaid Mota is 067-639-90726. Those of you who want to make Qurbani, where I make Qurbani and where I recommend, so remember yesterday also we sent out the Majlisul Ulama. They make slaughter cows there in Bangladesh and the poor, poor areas. 715 rand per share. So that is what Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafidhullah of the Majlis. So the details are all there. And if you want to do it locally, where I do, here in Dadir, Jalalabad, Ahmad Saghir, Mohana Farhan Patel is there. So mashallah, I took permission, I told him that I'm going to announce it. He said, go ahead, Jazakallah Khair. So that's what I do, my Qurbani, slaughter nice big sheep and so forth. 074-820-8104. Very nice. I went to see it personally. These two I recommend without any reservation. Majlis Ulama PE and Mohana Farhan Patel, Jalalabad Saghir, the small Jalalabad they call it. 074-820-8104. Ma Salim, we have 20 minutes left. Fire up, inshallah Aziz, on this Mubarak day. Let's go, Maulana.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mufti Saab, will it be permitted to have a DA counselor as the chairman of the Masjid and Madrasa Trust?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is Friday. It was Wednesday, this Wednesday. So somebody phoned me, they told me they're speaking from the DA. They just said that my temperature went up. I say, you crooks, you're supporting Israel. So your genocide. And the lady got a shock, she put the phone down. You understood? So it was, I put the phone down or they put the phone down, whatever it is. So remember, you can quote my fatwa in any part of the world. To support the DA, especially nowadays, when the genocide is taking place and the globe and the whole world is seeing that, to be associated with the DA, to vote for the DA is all haram, is a vote for genocide. Quran Kareem has said, Surah 5, Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse number 2, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. One must not cooperate in sin and transgression. Helen Zeller, just yesterday, day for yesterday, I read the article of hers. She says, she's a very talented lady, you know. She's a Jutli, and she knows Zulu or Khoza, the African languages, fluently. But end of the day, they Jew, you know. So remember that we know where the allegiance lies. So personally, she said, one of the biggest mistakes I made was to promote black leadership. You can go read it and see yourself, I must remember. It's written in her messages and so forth. So there you have it from the horse's mouth and so forth. So therefore, that for us in South Africa to vote for the DA, to vote for the ACDP, to vote for all these people who are financed directly by America, by Israel, remember, is haram and not permissible. You can quote my fatwa in any part of the world.
Mufti Saab, voting is coming up. Please give us your opinion of the parties, as you don't curry flavor. I trust your opinion.
We don't curry flavor and we don't curry favor. Nice one, that. So I love to play with words, you know. Yeah, these politicians, they have gymnastics in semantics. They go to the jutlas and tell them, you all are such good people, they just give us more money. They go to the Muslims and tell them, oh, you remember that the Muslim sacrifice, the freedom charter were written in the house of a Muslim. They go to the Hindus and tell them that we love you people. And then they'll go to the Christians and tell them, see, you got Christmas and Easter and all that. Just vote ANC. One thing we have to praise the ANC is taking the jutlas to ICJ. That we have to praise them. There's no doubt about that. So that is politicians. So I'm telling you two things. Which party must you vote for? Which party you mustn't vote for? Must you vote? Mustn't you vote? So all these are issues. It's not one straight answer for everybody. Our verdict on that issue is there are senior ulama on both sides. So those of you want to vote, you vote. And those of you don't want to vote, you don't vote. Which party you should vote for? So all does make istikhara, simple dua. Hadith in Tirmidhi, you don't have to sleep and dream and see some crooked politician in your dream. So read, Allahumma khir li wakhtar li. Allahumma khir li wakhtar li. Oh, beloved Allah, you select the best for me and you choose for me. So what comes in your heart straight away, that is your decision. So that's the best way of doing it. Speaking of Friday, speaking of dreams, I went to his house, you know, but mashallah, what Allah decrees happens, and what Allah doesn't, what Allah does not want it to happen will not happen. I went to Cairo, Egypt so many times, you know, visited most of the places. So one day I told the taxi driver, I want to go and visit the sage of the age, the Waliullah, Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kishk, Rahimahullah. He told me, you know who's he? I said, yes, but I want to meet him. I haven't met him. He said, he's under surveillance. I said, you just drive. Though you won't get into trouble, I'll get into trouble. So we went. And his appa, his honorable wife, I think she must have passed away also. Behind the parada, she said, Kharaja ila al-matba. Sheikh has gone there to the printing press. He wants to print some kitabs. So I said, that when will Sheikh yarji? When will he return? He said, Ba'da sa'at, 3-4 hours maybe. I said, Inna lillah. I didn't have the time, and I spent a lot of money also to go there, because right on the outskirts, and you know Cairo, the traffic. Nevertheless, to abidak dil miqalak or afsos, till today I have that regret I didn't meet this waliullah. Friday he passes away, O Ummah. How does he pass away? He passes away fi sujood wa wasajidun. And people who are very close to him, they say that Sheikh told us, Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kish, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, said, few days prior to my death, meaning before Sakarat started all that, I saw the master, Habibuna, Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in my ru'ya, in my dream. And the master alayhi salam said, O Kish, Abdul Hamid, I'm coming myself to give you ghusl. That is Abdul Hamid Kish, you see. We don't say he's a hujjat, we don't say he's dalil, but we say what Quran says, lahumul bushra fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah. When you become the true waliullah and you don't carry flavor or favor with people, how many times he spoke against the politicians and the leaders of Egypt, and he landed up in jail. So Almighty Allah Jalla gave him such honor, lahumul bushra fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah, la tabdila li kalimatillah. Nobody can change the verdict and the speech of Almighty Allah. Surah Yunus, chapter number 10, verse 64, Zalika huwal fawzul azim. That is the supreme success. Who passes away in sajda on a Friday, and he used to cry to Allah, he was born blind. So that these are the awliyaullah. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant us a respectful, honorable death on a Friday in Medina Munawwara, Makkah Mukarrama, Aqsa al-Mubarak. That should be our real concern as a true Muslim. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Mufti Saab, please, how do you realize that media, it's a career decision about?
Well, I'll just repeat that the line didn't, the question didn't come very clear. The line was cutting there. Junaid Mota, what's happening? Gee, repeat the question, please, Molana.
Please tell us when you realized that media was your fault. It's a career decision.
So remember that my career started in 74. 70, with Allah's help, I finished Hifz and became Hafiz with the grace mercy of Allah Jalla Wala, by my honorable teacher, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizahullah. I was a younger student, and I was the most terrified student, because you know, Hafiz Sahib used to give a lot of hiding and so forth. So, but Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy, I didn't get hiding even once, you know. But anyway, so all of them were going to Karachi suddenly, 71, 72. So I, in life, I say, hey, but these guys all going to beat me. So I go to my father, mother, say, hey, you don't talk about Karachi and all these kind of things. So then I spoke to my ustad, Hafiz Dimalia. I told him, you know, I want to go study, man. But my parents, you know, now parental love, you know. Then my mama ji, Hafiz, you understand, that Umar. So Hafiz, you must remember, Umar Day, Umar Suleiman Day in Van Dijksdrift, near Middelburg. So we had very close ties with him. He was the first Maimon Hafiz in the history of South Africa, 1942 to 44, there in Stenerton, where the town masjid is. Our sheikh, our first sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali, we never called him by that name, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, sage of the age. We would call him Mamaji. So that Mama, this year was spiritual Mamaji. So anyway, that he, I told him, speak to Ma, Mami, my, you know, his sister, my mother, and my father. Father wasn't so much. My mother, she don't want to hear anything. Anyway, Allah's fazl, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wasila, barakah, they agreed very, very reluctantly. So 74, 50 years ago, then I went. Ma Salim was there before me. Which year were you there in Karachi, Maulana? I think you were there 72, 71.
G72, Mufti Saab, 1972.
Yeah, because you did Hifz there, right? In Karachi. I know you, Maulana Shabir Khan and all, mashallah. So anyway, so Maulana was there before me. We were 100 South Africans there, you know. So that is how I landed up there. And our Ustad here, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Saab, in 74, was just appointed a teacher by Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, Nawarallahu Marqadahu. So that, and we were his first students, you know. So that's 50 years ta'alluq, you see, what Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Saab, Hafidhullah. So anyway, and then we went this way, long story. Then 80, I came back, and then I made up my mind before I went to Karachi. I don't want to do imamat. I don't want to teach children. You understood? And that Sunday, Heidelberg is small town, so the people came, you know. So there were two bhajis there. Instead of giving me encouragement, they told me this. I still think about this, you know. And I make dua for them. They both passed away. That one said, they call us Hafiji. You see, Hafiz, boy, Hafiji. Hafiji, ta trustee mutawalli bau kharab che. Remember, if you give the trustees lighty hiding, they'll fire you. Like he's telling me in Gujarati. Then one guy must just start, the other guy say, Hafiji, pagar bau ochu che. The wages for Maulvis is very... I'm going tomorrow and you're telling me all this. But come off it, you guys. Now, anyway, all that is history. Let's get over the geography. So I landed up in Newcastle. Mohsema told me, jagane here, there's no vacancy. So Allah Ta'ala's fazl, one day while teaching Hazrat Maulana Aziz Ahmad Bihari, 1995 years old. You know, those days they don't know the exact age, so around there. So I'm his last student, because thereafter he went into retirement. So one day he told me during the class that, aap kya karoge Afrika mein Maulvi Abdul Qadir Afriki? Like that in class, he asked me in front of all the students. So I told him, I heard there's a Darulum in Newcastle and the Muhtamim Principal Muqasim Seema. He said, acha, wo to mere shagird de, my student. 1937, he studied by Hazrat Maulana Muqasim Seema in Dabel. So I was married and now I was going for Hajj. So I went to Hazrat. I said, Hazrat Mejaro, I'm going for Hajj, then Africa. So if you can write a letter, inshallah. So he said, zarur, zarur. So what he wrote must be something good. Obviously, I didn't hope. So Mohsema, I gave him that and so forth. So January 81 to 2001, I was there. So then, at Channel Islam International, CII, my wife's nephew and them, they were the founders and them. There were four or five of them. He contacted me and told me, come join this radio. I say, how the hell can I join a radio now? Come off it. He said, no, this is not a radio. This is a digital satellite receiver. Difficult word, you know, I have to memorize it. I say, what you mean? I don't understand this. He said, no, you speak here. 55 countries can listen to you. But still, I wasn't 100%. I went to Ustad Ji, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq. I said, Hazrat, you know, now I left Darul Uloom, and now that. And Mohsema used to ask me, what you going to do? I say, I don't know. He couldn't believe that this guy is crazy. You know, he left, and we went to five countries after I resigned, you know, for myself and my wife. So we had everything booked and all that. Anyway. So Hazrat said, no, it's good, you must take it. So when Hazrat said that, I said, Bismillah. So 2001, January, 22nd January, was my first broadcast in life. So one thing I learned in media, two things I learned. You can never please everybody. So leave everybody and please Allah Jalla Wala. Leave everybody and please Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's what I learned. Second thing I learned is the jahalat in the ummah. The ignorance in this ummah. There we were teaching 200, 300 students. We were the small lighties there, junior teachers in the starting, everything. Mohd Qasim Sema was there, Mohd Mansur ul-Haq, Allah give him shifa. He made great sacrifice, you know. Shafahullah, ya Allah give mercy and give him shifa. He's really battling, you know. And our Mohd Mumtaz ul-Haq, he's shaheed, you know. So they were there and, you know, a lot of sacrifices. So that they were the senior teachers. We were the small lighty teachers, you know. So that, but it was wonderful. Newcastle, excellent. I still must see it sometimes. Very good for me, you know. The people were good. Everything was good. Anyway, Allah wanted it. Then I started media. So that, you see, when I was very young, I used to listen to cricket a lot. Charles Fortune. So he was a master commentator. I was 6, 8 years old. So then I learned a lot of tricks of his and so forth. So, and there was a news broadcaster, Neville Dawson, on Springbok Radio. That guy had a golden voice, you know. You must just go to Google, you'll find it there. So anyway, I have no regrets in life. Allah Jalla Wala chose us. And now you are listening to us. This is my 24th year in media. Rabbana taqabbal minna, ya Allah, humde gunagare, ya Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. But Allah, you selected us. Allahumma jalna min al maqbulin, accept us for the whole world. I have to make this dua at the Kaaba Musharrafa. Ya Allah, you are qadir mutlak, use me, use us for your whole world, ya Allah. So Allah Ta'ala accepted it, and that is how it is. Long story short, go read in a website the whole story.
Mufti Saab, my wife doesn't listen. She watches TV and music whilst I'm reading. What do I do? It's not good for my children.
It's not good for your children, but Baji, who brought the TV there in the house? Who paid for it? Who brought the small TV? And then you said, no, I to Haruni lage. Let me bring the super size and the curved ones. I went to somebody's house. I see it's no more straight TV. Now it's the curved one. So I asked him why they made it. He said, no, from all angles, you can see it nicely. You see? So who brought the bigger Dajjal, the bigger? You. So now you're complaining, you see. The poison you bring, and then when they start tasting it, you say they're disturbing you and so forth. So you must tell your wife, your children, we're taking the TV and throwing it out free of charge. We'll just dump it somewhere. And everybody must start ta'aleem now. We must do Riyadu Salihin, do Fazail A'mal, and so forth. Hazrat Sheikh Muhammad Zakariya Nawwarallahu Marqa. If you want true peace, then Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. The more zikr we make, the hearts will feel peace, contentment. And the more we turn away with all the TV and the movies, and Allah, you know better than me all these things. Yeah, way and way is gone too. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دُنْكَى. Allah will make the life also miserable and wretched for that person and family. And tomorrow on the day of justice, remember, they will wake up blind. Just yesterday, different couples contact us, somebody by phone, somebody by email, somebody by WhatsApp. You can't believe what this ummah is up to, remember. If you go, there are many reasons, but one of the main reasons is the TV and so forth. How it has destroyed our family structures and marriages. So many things have happened. And the cell phone, Allah alone protect us.
Mufti Saab, am I allowed to let my cat, pet, sleep next to me? I'm a widow.
So then, Kala, that cat will just now mess you, then what you will do? Then you will say, a rat came, the cat became a rat, and so forth. Just keep it some other room, Kala. You're looking for companion, maybe you're old, but you're not cold. So then you announce, you tell us, we are today, anybody got nikah announcements, then just send it to us, please, send it now. 084-786-3132, between 10 and 10:30 today, the Mozaid will announce all the nikah announcements for today, Saturday, Sunday, during the week. So 084-786-3132, don't sleep with cat and all that, Kala. So remember that. So you put the cake at some other room and all that. Yesterday one family member of told me, I learned something. So they said the cat is very sick. So I said, what happened? Is it sakarat? They said, no. Well, they took him to the vet and they gave him an injection. So I asked, where they gave injection? Say they gave injection in the neck. I said, subhanallah, I never knew that. For the dogs, for the cats and that, they give injection in the neck. I thought they give it the back, you see. So every day in life, you learn something, you must remember that.
Last question, Mufti Saab, is it haram to stun an animal before slaughtering it?
100% haram. 100%, not 90%, 100% haram. See, I give you a big lesson. Qurbani is coming, right? You must always look at Rabtul Ayat, how the verses are connected to one another. Quran Kareem speaks about Qurbani in Surah Hajj. Because in Hajj you have to slaughter, me and you not going for Hajj, we have to slaughter the Qurbani and so forth and so on. Just see the Quran, one Quranic verse and one Hadith Sharif, and then you draw your conclusion. Allah Jalla Wala speaks of Qurbani, and what he says, كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم. Allah Ta'ala took the big animals, the camel, the cow, all that, the bull, and subjugated it for you. So for your qurbani, لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم. Glorify Allah's name. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa Allah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allah gave you Iman, Islam. Then what Allah says, chapter 22, verse number 37, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Give glad tidings to those who fulfill their duty with beauty. He, Habibuna Rahmatul Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah has prescribed for you that you must do goodness, kindness, humane you must be for every creation of Allah. فَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا. When you slaughter, then you must do ihsan. All the stunning is for capitalism and secularism and so forth. Make the maximum amount of money in minimum time. Quote my fatwa in any part of the world. Absolutely haram it is. Allah protect us. Eat halal and tayyiba. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.